Patriots safety Patrick Chung. And first play last night, Patrick, you always talk about being ready. The ball falls into your hands, and you make a return to the end zone, and you fell, what, about 8 inches short of getting in the end zone last night? You take any crap from your defensive teammates for not punching that one in on that return?
Oh, immediately, man. Immediately. They're like, what? How come you didn't get in the zone? How did you not get in the zone? I'm like, man, I don't know what's going on right now. I got the ball, I ran.
Well, I got to ask you, how you're feeling? I mean, it was kind of a scary moment there. David Carr rolls out, scrambles, and you sort of just get caught in a pile.
Yeah, just waiting that thought of me, man. You know how that feeling is. I felt like it was all over.
Yeah, not a good feeling. I want to go back to last week a little bit in this Detroit game. It seemed like you guys played an awful lot of nickel, maybe an area last year that you guys weren't at your best at. Is that something, an area of improvement that you guys are looking at this preseason?
I mean, we're looking to improve on everything, man. I mean, Detroit's last game, you know, we're not worried about Detroit. We're just moving forward, moving along with the teams we have to play these next couple games, regular season starts. So we're just moving ahead, trying to get better.
You said Detroit's a pass game, Patrick. Was there a feeling, I'll ask not about your teammates, but you personally, after the way that you guys played as a defense against the Lions, did you personally want to be back out there last night? You played early, you played often. Did you want to have a better feeling about this team heading into the regular season by playing in that game last night?
I mean, yeah, everybody wants to play, man. I mean, regardless if it's the last game of preseason, you know, or regular season game, it's all a game, it's all competition. So, I mean, everybody wants to get out there and, you know, end it on a pretty good note and, you know, get the wheels moving for the regular season and, you know, get better from there.
I'm guessing you're looking forward to getting that game plan from Miami. You know, the last couple of weeks it just seemed like it was pretty vanilla as far as defensively and things you were doing. And now getting ready for game one. I mean, you know, after all the speculation in the offseason, here it is right in front of you.
Yeah, man, it's go time. And now they really count, man, all 16 of them, you know. And they're great. They're a good team. Got some good additions. You know, we're just going to bring our A game, and we have, you know, a good amount of time to execute and get the game plan going, and we'll go from there.
Kind of a weird week, Patrick, with that first of two cut-down days there on Monday, and a guy that you played alongside for a while, James Sanders, is no longer on this team. Did that catch you by surprise?
I mean, yeah, it did, man. That's like a, you know, coach on the field, I always say that. But, I mean, it's business, you know, and those are questions more for coach, you know. I mean, I just know he's my friend, he's a good player, he's a good person, you know, and he'll be fine wherever he goes.
Yeah, I know you spoke very highly of him in the past, you know. With him moving on, what kind of impact did he leave on you?
Oh, man, get your stuff right. Knowing your things and being able to help the young guys, being able to help the older guys, and just taking care of your stuff, doing your job, man, and just, you know, working hard and doing what you have to do. That's all he was about.
You saw a new guy last night out there in Ross Idale. He's a young kid, Patrick. You're in your third year. He's a first-year guy. He steps in. Players are hurt. I know you didn't watch the film. You're not a coach, but you played alongside him. How'd the kid look in his first game last night?
Like I said, man, we haven't watched film. You know, when you're on the field, you kind of focus on, you know, doing your job and trusting that everybody else is going to do their job. So, you know, when we get in the film room and we'll be in here in a couple of hours, we'll figure out, you know, how good he played. But he's a good player. I think we can be good with him.
I know you've talked a lot about communication, you know, with that other safety position. And you've been kind of rotating guys around with you, you know, before Sergio Brown. You know, Brandon Merriweather, you played in the past. Last night it was Josh Barrett. Is that difficult, trying to get it down with everybody? Would you rather just sit there and be with the guy that you're going to be aside with from opening day?
I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, it shouldn't matter for any of us, regardless who it is. You know, I mean, you're going to have to play with the guy next to you, whoever coach puts out there, regardless, period. So whoever that is, you're going to have to communicate. You're going to have to be on the same page. You're going to have that chemistry and develop it fast as the season goes along. So whoever's out there, it doesn't matter who's out there, man. Just the two guys who are out there, then their level of communication have to be A+.
Patrick, the guy you played alongside last couple of years is Brandon Merriweather. Are you surprised that after a game last night, you're answering questions about Brandon Merriweather and his place on this team going forward?
Yeah, that's not for me to answer, man. I mean, like I said, he's a good player. Whatever coaches want to do, whatever they want to do. I mean, we're not worried about that, man. We haven't heard about any of that stuff, so we are just playing, doing whatever coach asks us to do.
You know, I think a lot of Patriots fans are excited about this defense. You know, you're going back a couple of weeks ago, maybe against that Tampa team, and seeing you guys attack the way you did. I'm just wondering, like, who's that guy in that defensive unit? You know, we see Baltimore, we see Ray Lewis going absolutely crazy before games. Who's that guy on your team that gets that team fired up?
I can honestly say we kind of all fire each other up. You know, Vince and Mayo, me, and, you know, Warren, and we all go crazy, man. We're a big family defense, you know, fly to the ball and do what we have to do, and, you know, get better as the games go along. You know, we all have a bunch of leaders on defense, and we all have a bunch of guys that can get the team going. So the more guys you have that can do that, you know, the better it is.
Is that your goal, I mean, as far as a unit, you know, just being nasty, being aggressive?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Every defense wants that, though, not just ours. You know, every defense wants to be nasty and aggressive, physical, smart. And, you know, and you go from there. That's how your defense gets better. So, I mean, it takes time. It takes, you know, it takes time, experience. And, you know, as the season goes along, then we'll grow together.
Patrick Chung joining us. And, Patrick, on Tuesday, your head coach had some really nice things to say about you as a player, saying that nobody outworks you. You're there early and you stay late. Really talked about your work ethic. I know you played at Oregon there in the Pac-10, but just going back in your playing career, you know, what starts that? Is there something in your life, something in your playing career that has, you know, motivated you to work so hard to get to this level?
Just to try to be the best, man. I mean, try to be the best at everything I do, you know, for the team, individually. Just, you know, just always having that set goal that nothing's perfect, and you can always work to make things perfect. You know, you can try your hardest, do what you have to do to be the best, and leave a mark, you know, be a legend, and, you know, just work from there. Stay humble and just, you know, try to be the best you can be.
I know you guys are focusing on Miami here, game one. You're getting ready here, 10 days away. But the last time you guys were on the field, in a game that counted, I mean, preseason counts, jobs being won and whatnot, was that Jets game in the playoffs. I mean, is that in the past? Is that always going to be in the back of your minds and how things ended?
That's so far in the past.
Yeah.
that's the first time I've heard about it for a while now. You know, I'm not worried about that, man. That's in the past. You grow from, and, you know, we got a brand new season coming up.
Did I hear that you guys have a couple of days off? You don't have to be back practice till Monday? A couple of days here for Labor Day, Patrick?
That's confidential, man. You know, I got to hit you with a confidential.
Yeah, we need one of those every week. You know that.
Good, because you know what? That means we're asking the right questions. That's what I like
to
hear.
Definitely. You're trying hard. I like it. I like it.
Patrick, appreciate the time. Enjoy the practice-free or practice-full weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
There he is, Patrick Chung joining us here. On Mutt Maloney, part of a Patriots Friday.